And moreover, these were not just any ordinary apostles. Paul, of course, the great preacher, the great missionary, the great teacher of Christianity. But Peter, of course, who at Rome was understood to have exercised leadership among the apostles. Now, beginning in the late 3rd century, and with increasing intensity thereafter, the Petrine text in Matthew, Matthew 16, chapter 16 to 19, "For thou art Peter, and upon this rock I shall build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I shall give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whose sins you shall bind on earth are bound in heaven. Whose sins you shall loose are loosed in heaven." Now, here you see the power of the keys. A papal flag has keys on it. But in Rome, this phrase was understood, this saying of Christ was understood as meaning that Peter had been specifically designated the leader of the 12 apostles. And it is true, for example, in the scriptures, Peter is always named first, he speaks first, he explains the apostles' positions, he is the one who, after Pentecost, after the descent of the Holy Spirit, comes out and acts first in public on behalf of the apostles, so there was a certain precedence accorded to him. But gradually in Rome, this was seen as not a kind of a precedence of honor, but a precedence of office. So it followed that those who succeeded to Peter succeeded not to a generalized teaching office of all the apostles, but to the specific leadership of Peter. Now, it's very important to say here that we must decouple this from Rome. In other words, Peter could have gone, well, he had been spent some time in Antioch. He might have stayed there. He might have gone anyplace. He might have gone to Buffalo. But the point is, Peter went to Rome and died there. Therefore, his successors are the persons who succeeded to him in Rome. But there's nothing in the first place significant about Rome. Now, I'll come back to the fact in a moment that Rome is obviously important. But the crucial thing is that Peter's successors succeed to Peter, not succeed to the Bishop of Rome. Now, the importance of the city of Rome in the Roman world, all its historical associations, all its ideological associations, unquestionably played an important role in the emergence of the powers of the bishops of Rome, of the popes. The point I'm trying to emphasize is that the Roman Church never put any stress at all on the importance of the city of Rome. Now, over the 3rd century and into the 4th and on into the 5th, there were, and we'll turn to this subject in a little bit more detail in a few minutes, a number of very intense theological controversies in the Roman world. And one of the interesting things that began to happen is that very often those controversies were played out among, sometimes within, and sometimes between, cities in the eastern Mediterranean, Alexandria and Antioch being the principal areas of contention, but sometimes the city of Constantinople itself. And what began to happen is that leading members of the clergy who were on one side or the other of one of these controverted positions in the East would appeal to the Bishop of Rome, basically saying, aren't we right, or what do you think, or who do you think is right in this particular case? Slowly but surely, this tendency to appeal to the bishops of Rome was turned by the bishops of Rome into a right to speak in the first place when there were issues of grave importance and real or potential controversy. So what happens here is that appeals that were accidental and happened for particular reasons gradually turned into a precedent that the Bishop of Rome had a prior right to decide in doctrinal issues. The Emperor Theodosius, we met him, remember, as going east to pacify the Visigothic situation in the Balkans. The Emperor Theodosius commanded all people in the Roman world to believe exactly what the Bishop of Rome believed. Here was a Roman sense, a Roman secular sense, a Roman imperial sense, a Roman political sense of universality. The idea there is one empire, there is one emperor, there will be one faith. Theodosius looks around and says, everybody's got to believe exactly what the Bishop of Rome believes. Now, was this important in the growth of the power, the position, the preeminence, the prestige of the bishops of Rome? Yes, of course it was. But once again, this was not a point on which the bishops of Rome ever laid any stress. They never said, we're important because the Emperor Theodosius said so. But it is certainly true that their importance grew because the Emperor Theodosius enhanced it.